Today's daf is daf Samach Dalet, Bab Metzion. Perek Hamishi Yezu Neshach, we're up to Samach Gimel on the base of the two dots, about a third of the way up. Omer of Nachman, Klola de Ravita, the general rule that would give you guidelines for what would be considered to be ribit in this fashion of a derabbanan that would be osur, boils down to Kol Agar Notarle Asur. If it turns out that you are getting something out of leaving money around for somebody else, that is considered to be ribit. The Omer of Nachman, Haiman Diyov Zuza Lekira. Let's say somebody gives money to a wax maker. The Ka'azle Arba Arba. Normal price now would be 4 bars of wax for a Zuz. The Omer Le, and he says, tell you what, if you pay me now, I'll give you 5 for a Zuz. So then, Itnu Gabe Shari. If the guy has actually those bars, it's fine because he's certainly able to sell for less because he's desperate for money. But less Nugabe, if he doesn't have it now, then what he's doing is saying, if you pay me now, since I can't supply the materials, I'll give you more when I can supply the materials. That's agarnata. So then that's osur. Well, obviously, says the Gemara, I mean, that's the classic case of getting more for paying up front. No. The case over here is lo tzricha. The chiddush of Reb Nachman is the itle ashray v'mata. The bars of wax are actually owed to this fellow himself, to the kiroa, and they just haven't been delivered. So it's owed to him anyway. So you might think that that's equivalent to a case where a guy has something. Remember, we had this case. He doesn't have the keys to his safe. So he says, okay, so wait until my son comes home. I get the keys, or I find the keys, whatever the case would be. So over there, we say, there he really does have the material, so it's equivalent to a sale. So you would think that ma detema kimin itle ashray b'mata, it's the equivalent of the case ka'achi avo b'ni, ka'achi emtza mafteach dami, and therefore should be mutter. Since the bottom line is it has not as yet been collected, and therefore it's on his rishus. So for all intents and purposes, kamanda let nihudami, and therefore it fits the rule of agarnat. Now this has nothing to do with ribit. This next piece, we're just bringing it in because of the ma'amorim of Reb Nachman right now. So somebody now borrows money from his friend. The ashkich betufayne. Now, what's interesting is when he counts the money, he finds that he was lent more than what the deal had been. So then the halacha is that then bechayev la durile. If it's something that is reasonable, we'll see what that means in a moment, that this was a mistake, then in Achinami, he would have to give it back. But Ilav, if it's not something that somebody would just accidentally have put in, so then it's clearly meant as a gift, and the person didn't want to embarrass him. He felt, if he needs money, I'll add money. But he didn't want to embarrass him by telling him about it. And then he's not Mechuyav Ladurel, he doesn't have to give it back to him, and doesn't look at it as an Aveda. So now, when you say Bichdei sha'adat to'e, what exactly do you mean? Echidami bichdei sha'adat to'a. Omer evacha b'rei d'Rav Yosef. Well, for instance, if the mistake was in terms of isuraita, or chum shayita, I mean, sometimes people will count with tens. You know, so say, okay, there's 10, 20, 40, and there's a 10 mistake, or they'll count by fives, and there's a 5 mistake. So there, yes, you can accidentally add in a unit like that, or 2 units like that. But if there's something that is not the way you would normally count, and it's there, there's no explanation for having made a mistake like that. It must be that he meant it. Well, how about if this guy is a rotten, no good Nick that would never give a gift to anybody? I mean, he's a hard-hearted person. He's an inish takifur. This guy doesn't give out gifts. So what are you going to say then? I mean, how did he make a statement like that without making it dependent in the relationship? Omar lay, because gift doesn't necessarily mean out of the kindness of his heart. this guy may actually have stolen money from him at one time or another, feels bad about it, wants to be mahzir it, but he doesn't want to tell him. And the din is that that's considered to be a kosher return. So dima mirzo gazev yivlale b'cheshbon. So he's including the money that he stole from him to return in the cheshbon of the loan. Detanya gozelat chaviro v'vliya lo b'cheshbon yatsa. You would be considered to be properly having returned to gezela without informing him that it was stolen. V'inish diatami alma. And how about if it's somebody that you just happen to meet the lo shakov atarbah that you've never had any business with him? He couldn't possibly have stolen money from you in some other context. So what are you going to say then? Rav Nachman just came up with a statement that made all of this irrelevant. How could that be? On my life, because it may indeed be that someone else had stolen money that you no longer have anything to do with and asked this guy to make himself available to return the money to you. He didn't want to face you. So do me in a shakmina gazli. Look, I know this guy wants to borrow money, and you're in the habit of being a money lender. Do me a favor, I'll pay you. But add a little bit of money into the supposed loan. Omer of Kahana, getting back now to our sugya, that was just a momentary of your tangent that we had, because we're not, but getting back to our sugya, Rav Kahana says, you know, I was Aviyativ Nebishiloi Pirkei to Rav, or some have the gears of Rava, which is more mashman later on. And they changed the gears here to Rava. So I was sitting, I came in late to the shir, and I walked in at a time that all I could hear him talking about was pumpkins. And I was curious afterwards, what was the pumpkin stuff? Because it wasn't around Halloween time. Vishami Tigamri Kari, Kari, Vilayadana my Kamra. I didn't know what he was referring to, but to come Rav, Rava, after Rav walked out, I asked the guys that had been in attendance from the beginning, my kari kari, the Gomarav, what was he talking about when he was talking about the pumpkins? And they all told me that, I'm sorry, I rely on it. I can't tell you, I heard it from Rav or from Rava directly, but this is what everyone present claimed had been the lecture. That Haiman Diyav Zuzi the Ginoa Akari. Somebody makes a deal with a gardener to buy pumpkins. And the price at that time, they were small still, the beginning of the season, and the price was that he would sell basically 10 zeret long squash for a zuz. So he says, you know, if you pay me up front, I will deliver to you the pumpkins that are a full amma, much larger than a zeret. So then it depends. If itnu, if it's in his rishus, it would be mutter. But if letnu, if it's not in his rishus, then it's also. Says the Gemara, again, this is pshita. It's just another example of getting more than you paid for because you pay up front. And that's the classic agar natar. What chiddush is there in this? No, it's different, you see, because the guy obviously has pumpkins. He doesn't have pumpkins the size of an amma. Now the thing is, if you leave the pumpkins the size of a zeret in the garden, they will magically become pumpkins the size of an amma.
That's true, yeah.
Exactly. So you could think that, okay, you know, I look at that as having it in my rishus, and we'll look at it as if, like, you're kind of the pumpkins, and then they grew. You know, I mean, it's a valid sale. Kamash Malan, that I don't look at it that way, since the pumpkins do not exist at this time. And Kaman, Kehaitana, Tetanya, Haolech Lachlovet Izav Veligzozet Rechilav. A guy is going to be taking care of his animals in the next couple of days. He's going to be milking his goats, or he's going to be doing the shearing of his ewes, or he's going lirdot et kavarto. It's interesting that the way that they looked at beekeeping was similar to the way that they looked at bread, baking bread, because the kaveret essentially looked like a tanur, and the dvash was taken down in what were called chalot dvash. So the word for removing honey is the same word as removing bread from an oven, just ridiata pat. So they would be ridiata kaveret. Okay, but anyway, see, he's going to be now collecting his honey from his beehives. He bumps into a friend and he makes a deal with him. He says, look, if you pay me up front, so then you might be able to make an awful lot on this. I need the cash now. And whatever it is that the produce is, I'll sell it to you now. So there might be a lot of milk, there might be a lot of fleece, there might be a lot of honey. That's mutter, because there's no guarantee there that he's going to necessarily be making on it. I mean, he may indeed lose money. Now, who's to say that he's going to get that? More than he's taking a chance. Okay, so he's buying something now because there's a chance that it's worth a lot and there's a chance that it's not, so people do that. But if he says, I guarantee you a minimum return, so he says to him, for instance, Mashi Izai Chovot, Kach V'Kach, whatever it is, but there's certainly going to be Kach V'Kach, that I will give it to you, and then it means you're not going to lose, or what it is that Bechalai goes out, which is Kach V'Kach, Mochur Lecha, that whatever is certainly going to be this and this amount is Mochur Lecha, or Mashi Kavar Tayroda, Kach V'Kach, Mochur Lecha, that is Asur. Now, in that case, would you not think it's the same as the pumpkins? Because, I mean, over there, you've got the pumpkins that are the size of the Zeret, and they're going to grow. It's the same thing over here. I have a certain amount of chalav, and now it's going to grow. Nonetheless, it says, Asur. Afgav de memela karova. I mean, you wait a couple of days, there's going to be more fleece. That's the same way there's going to be more pumpkin. But the point is that kiva de letnu ba'ishata, what you see from the braita, is basically what I'm saying, is that since it wasn't present at the time, we don't say just because it's going to come that that's not considered to be agarnata. So Asur. Actually, others say Ikidi Amri Omar Rava. You'll note here that the Gur says Rava. You never say Ikidi Amri if it's another Mani Omar. You just would have said Omar Rava, which implies that the first supposed Rav Maimer was really Rava, which is why Rashash changes this. Other Meforshim change it. That should have said Rava all along. Anyway, the other Lashon is that what Rava said is, on the contrary, that Kima de Mamelaka Rabu Shapir Dami. Since the pumpkins will continue to grow, then it's considered to be similar to a buying and selling that is here, because if I would buy it and it would continue to grow in my garden, that would be fine. And according to this version, we ask, how can you say that? But Tanya Kach V'Kach is Asur, actually. Yes, says the Gemara, but the truth is that Hatam Lav Minei Karab. When you're saying that there'll be more, that's true, but there won't be more of what there was. There's going to be more because we're going to be adding to it. I mean, that's like saying, well, you pick the pumpkin and a larger pumpkin appears in its place. I mean, that's not what happens. So what you're doing actually is you're selling the stuff that isn't here because you want to take more money now, and that you can't do. So there, indeed, it's usher. Mashenkin, by my pumpkins, it's mutzer, because Hatam labi ne karabu. It's not growing from what's already there. The shakter elahai viatachrina beduchte. You're going to take away this milk, and now other milk will come. But hachami ne karabu. Over here, the pumpkins are growing. The shakter elahai. You pick this pumpkin. There's not going to come another pumpkin in its place. Loatachrina beduchte. What is growing from this pumpkin itself. And I'm telling you, leaving that around does not look like agarnata. That already looks like an investment in pumpkins. Amar Abaye, Shari Leilinish Lamema Leilachabre. It is mutter to tell somebody, Heilach Arba Zuzi Achavita Lechamra. Okay, I want to buy one barrel of your wine with the understanding that Itakva Bershutcha. If something goes wrong with it, then it's in your Rishus, so you're going to take the loss. But if it becomes worth more because of market fluctuations, it's yakra. And for that matter, if it goes down, then I take on myself. That'll be on my rishut. So in other words, what I want to do is actually buy a commodity for its value. But I don't want to buy the commodity to take delivery of. In other words, if you don't have the commodity and it goes wrong, then I don't want to buy it. Omele Rav Sharvi Ala Baye. Now, wait. We have a general rule that covers deals. See, there's a lot of this is what I didn't want to discuss earlier, the heteriska, because we need to take these issues into consideration. A deal that you make with someone in exchange for investment money where he can't lose and you're always going to owe him the investment is prohibited. Now, that's what this looks like. I mean, isn't this similar, says Rav Shavia to Abaye, to a case of where it's korov l'schar v'rochok l'hefsed? I mean, you're saying that if it goes bad, then it's no sale. I mean, that is like investing with a guy and saying, well, if you lose money, so then it's your problem. But if you gain money, then it's my gain. That's what you're saying. So that's the equivalent of ribit. You're just hiding it as an investment in an actual item or an actual business. Amalei said, Abaye, no, what are you talking about? The fact that you stack the deck is not a problem. Because over here I could certainly lose. In other words, if the price goes down, market value goes down on the wine, that's my loss. So, I mean, there, what do you mean? I'm not saying I'm only in this for the profit. I'm ready to take a loss. If I'm ready to take a loss, you can't call it ribit. The fact that I want to increase my chances of making money on it, that's just because you're what I'm buying. And I'm telling you right now, I don't intend to take down a barrel of vinegar. Fine, that's something else. Continues our dear president. So further to this issue, and it turns out, of course, as usual, that the previous sugya was an introduction to the concept that the Mishnah now introduces. If a loan already exists, lo yidor b'chatzero chinam, you cannot live in this guy's rishus without paying him rent, because it looks like you're allowing him to do that because of the fact that he lent you money. V'lo yiskor mimeno b'pachot, nor can you get away with paying less rent just because you gave somebody money. Mipnei shehu ribit, because that's taking advantage, even though it's ex post facto, and even though it wasn't katsuts, and therefore it would only be an isser d'rabbana, nonetheless, it's considered to be an isser of ribit. Omer of Yosef ben Yomi, Omer of Nachman, afal pi she'amru, hadar b'chatzar chavero, even though there are cases, we'll talk about them later, in which if you move into somebody's house, a modern phenomena, when they're out of the house, and I forgot what they call it. No. It's the way people have started going around the world, you know. Go to London, find a house that's empty, break in, live there for 2 months, and then go on to another city. But there's a special word for it. So it's a very, very modern phenomenon. So the din over there is that indeed you don't need to pay him under certain circumstances. But if you now were beholden to him because of the fact that he had lent you money, and then he's living in your chatzer shelo b'rishus, he does have to pay you. I understand. What, is that a chiddush? My kamash v'antanina. It's a mishnah. Amaved chaveru lo yidor b'chaveru b'chatziru chinam. Isn't that our mishnah? Mishnah says you lent money to somebody, then you cannot take advantage of him by living in his chatzir, and you cannot take advantage of him in paying a low rental. V'lo yisgar mimenu b'pachot b'pnei shehu ribit. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef bar Minyumi? Ah, says the Gemara, there is indeed a chiddush. Because imi matnitin, if I would have had the Mishnah, I would have said, yes, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was a chotzer that came in le'agra. So animally, it's a chotzer that was meant to be rented. It has a rent sign on it. And the owner is the type of person now, the renter, is a type of person that would indeed have paid rent and is only living here for free because I am saying to myself, how can I charge him? He lent me money. But otherwise, I would have indeed charged him and he would have indeed paid. But a chatzer, the low kaim eleagra, in a case where the house was not omed to rent, and this is a man who wasn't looking for a rental, he wouldn't have stayed here to pay rent. So it's a gavur de lo avid lamega. So then maybe ein achinami, there's nothing over here that would have been mechayev momon, because it would have been a case of zenene v'zalo chaser, or for that matter, zen lo nene. So maybe that's not domed to ribit. Kamash malan, that even so, it looks like ribit. And therefore, it would be aser, and I wouldn't have known it from the Mishnah. I need Rav Yosef bar Minyumi. Ikeni Amr. Others say that what Rav Yosef bar Minyumi Amar Rav Nachman said was like this: that Afal Pisha Amru הדר בחצר חברו שלו מדעתו אינו צריך לעלות לשכר. If he says to you, lend me money and then go live in my chatzar, so in other words, it was part of the condition of the loan, then zarich lalot lo sachar. Then you would indeed have to pay. So now, man d'amar hilvod, in the first lashon of Rav Yosef ben Binyomi, all that we said was, if someone had lent money, then he should not. But that was not talking about that it was a condition. I will lend you money if I can. So then that could be, in fact, even that case, Kol Shekein, where he made it a condition of the loan. I mean, that really smells of ribi. But the other Madiyama, second Lashon, that said, only where it was made a condition of the loan, where he said, Halveni, Aval Hilvo, there, indeed, lo, it would not be a problem. Why? Because Kivan, the Meikara Lava Daita Deachi Osve, Letlanba. Since this was not a condition of the loan, so we don't mind, since if anybody else would have done it, it wouldn't have been a problem. So why should we go looking to turn it into a ribit transaction where actually anybody else that would have done it wouldn't have had to pay a dime? Now Tosis is very bothered by this because according to this solution, it comes out that you're not allowed to do a favor. At all. I mean, that's crazy. What if you would have done a favor for this guy anyway? Because that's what it's saying over here. You would have been doing a favor for this guy and allow him to live in the house. So now that he lent you money, you're not allowed to have a favor, ever. Does that make sense? I mean, where does this stop? I understand. So I'm the type of guy that would often take him out for a cup of coffee in the morning. Now I can't take him out for a cup of coffee? Did we miss the Caribbean? So Tosi says that Enochinami. This is only in something which is very public and bolate. Yeah. So that in a case where people are saying, you know, he made a big loan to him, and the guy's letting him live, it doesn't look good. But enochinami, small types of things that a person would do, thank you very much, that a person would do anyway, that's not a problem. I'm really sorry this morning, but I have a migraine and I'm not functioning too well, so I'm just trying to go through it as simply as possible. Okay, it's good for you because we finished quick, right?
If you know, I personally
let me know. Let me check on the other tomorrow.
Personally, you know,
the mission does say
Shehu Rabi,
not Rabi.
Say that. I'm sorry.
The mission does say Shehu Rabi, not that it's like Rabi, but it is Rabi.
Yes, but it means Rabi to Rabbanon, which are all like Rabi.
So he can
borrow
a screwdriver.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see later on. Yes, we'll see that. That's true. You cannot, that's called Ribit Dvarim. We're going to be talking about that. But this is less than thank you, because it doesn't relate to the loan. The thank you relates directly to the loan. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama used to be Tokif Avdei De Inchi Demasik Buzuziv Avdei Buhavidata. He used to take the Avadim of people that owed him money and use those Avadim to do work for him. Omar le Rava Berei, so his son Rava said to him, my time of Avad Mar Hachi, why is that doing that? Isn't that taking ribit? Is you using their avonim for free? Omar le Anak Reb Nachman Sfirot, it's because I hold the Reb Nachman, Yom Reb Nachman, Avda Nuhum Kresi Lo Shavi, you know, avonim are worth the money that they eat. So basically, what I'm feeding them that day, you know, I'm doing him a favor. I mean, he's got this Evid around, all he's doing is losing money. It's not bad. So I take his Evid, and it's not that there's any tarbit, because I'm not gaining anything, I'm paying more than I'm getting. Omar Le, so Rava, his son, said to him, yeah, I mean, come on, that was Reb Nachman's personal experience. I mean, that was because he had an unfortunate situation with his own Eved, that was Daro Avde, who was a famous comedian. So all he did all day long was put on shows in the pubs. So he was a Marakid Beit Kufi. I mean, there are Avadim that do reasonable work. I mean, come on. You can't say no Eved is worth, you're not getting any enough from an Eved because you have to feed him? I mean, Avde Achrina Miyama, he wasn't saying it as a general comment on the nature of all Avadim. Amar Leh, so Rav Yosef said to him, well, Anak Yoder of the Neil Barav Katina Amarav Svirali. Actually, I hold of Rav Katina Amarav, which was Rav Neil Katina Amarav, which was that Hatokef Avdoshel Chaveiro V'Yasobo Melacha Patur. Somebody who uses an Eved that is not working anyway, and you take him to do work, and you force him to do work for you, You're potter. The nechale de lo nistre avde, a person who owns an eved, does not like his eved to be sitting around without anything to do. That's one of the big problems. When you hire somebody to do a job, you sometimes work harder on figuring out what he's supposed to be doing because you don't want him sitting around doing nothing. It's very disturbing. So the guy's happy for somebody to be using his eved so that he doesn't end up getting used to lazing around doing nothing. And therefore, I don't want him, I'm not actually taking anything from him. I'm really doing him a favor. So Rava said to him, that's all very nice, but it doesn't help you. Because you could say exactly the same thing about Hadar B'chatzar Chavero. You're not taking anything from him. It's Zenen of Zelo Chaser. You don't have to pay money, but nonetheless, in the case of a loan, we just said that it's very ugly. And it's a Mirzi Karibi. And that's, I mean, you're not taking this guy's stam. You're taking him only in a case where he owes you money. When the owner owes you money, that itself turns it into something that's improper. So therefore, said his son to Batsilan in Omar Le, Hani Mile Echad Allah Masik Bezuze. But Mar, given the Masik Bezuze, Mirzi Karibi. That's only in a case where there wasn't something that made it look bad. But over here, and it's interesting how significant this is in political issues, you know. The type of things that would have absolutely no meaning if it weren't for the fact that you might be able to help this guy out, and it's a political influence issue, nobody would look twice. But since you already had something to do with each other, now it's no longer a donation to your election fund, now it's jail sentence. So this is exactly what happens over here. So therefore, Mark, give it the Masik Buzuz, it's Mipsi Karibin, and we just saw this example a moment ago. Domer of Yezba, and Yomi Omer of Nachman, Afa Pisha Amru Adar Bachatzaka Veroshalomi Da'ato, Enotzarich La'alot Loschar. Even though if it hadn't been for the loan, you would be okay, and you wouldn't have to pay for having lived in a non-rentable chotzer. But Hilvau, in the case where there was a loan, and then you were dar b'chatzero, then tzarich la'alot lo sachar. And this is exactly that case. You lent him money, and then you went ahead and took his evet, saying that you're doing him a favor. I'm like, okay, hadribi, no, I won't do it again. This goes on in my house all the time. They just keep pushing until it's easier to admit you were wrong. Stop. Okay, let's do our review. Omer of Nachman, quality revita, kol agar natale asur. The Omer of Nachman, I man, the Yoz is the Kiroa, because the Arba. The Yoz Marlay, look, I'll give you Chomesh, if you give me the money up front. So then eat Nugabe Shori, let Nugabe Osir. I should hope so, Pshita. Ah, Lotzricha, the Eatle Ashrai Bamata. So Mada Tema, given the Eatle Ashrai Bamata, Kaachi of Obni, O Achem Tzamafte Avdami. Kamashvulan, given the mechaser guvaina, it's the same as not having it at all. The Omer of Nachman, I man the oziv pshite mechavri v'ashkif beitufaina. So ibif de shahad da'ato a mechayev ladurile. But ilav, it's a matona me'almu the oivlai, and you can keep hechi dami bif de shahad da'ato a Omer of Achav Reidur of Yosef, if it's by a count of tens or fives, I mean, so we understand that he missed one or added one. So Omar le Ravacha bray the Rav Ravashi viinish tkifim to lo yoyv matana. How are you going to explain that? My Omar le, well, an inish tkifa might have been a gazlan. So migzal gazli avle bechesbon to return it. Tatanya hagozel kavirov ivliya lo bechesbon yatsa. And how about if he's an inish dati mealma to lo shakim a torah baday in his life? So and then what? I'm like, well, Dilmina Shagrina Gazle, but Omar Le, Ki Yazif Ploni, Pshita Minach, Avlale the Cheshbon, and I'll pay it back. Omar of Kanavi, Yativ, the Psholoi, Pirke, the Rabba, Visham Eit, the Ka'omar, Kari, Veloyadanama Ka'omar. But the Kamrava, Amrilo, with everybody left in the room, what was he talking about, pumpkins today? Omar Le, Aki Ka'omar, Rabba. Hi, man. The others in the Ginoi, Akari, v'ka'azli. At that point, asor Akari, the size of a zarta for a zuz. V'omale, well, I'll give you bnei garmida. So then, itnu shari, letnu asur. So obviously, that's like any other case of taking the money in advance and giving back more. No, because ma'adatema given the memela karabu shapardam. Kamashmalan, that it's usher kiman ki aitana the tanya aholeich lachalov et izav velegzozet rechelav velirdot et kavarto. Matzocha verova amarlo. Okay, let's make a deal. I'll sell you whatever it is for X. Okay, so mashi izay chovot machul lachem. Ma sherechalai gozot machul lachem. Ma shekavarti roda machul lachem. That's mutter, because there's no necessary indication that indeed it would be a profit for him. But how about if he says to him, Imam lo mashi zay chovot kach vekach machul lachem. Mashi rechalai gozot kach vekach machul lachem. Mashi gevarti roa kach vekach machul lachem asur. V'af agav v'memei lecha rabu, kiven de letnu v'hi shata asur. Ikidi armi omar rabu, kiven v'memei lecha rabu shapir doni. V'otanya kach vekach asur. Atam la v'nei ka rabu, de shakri lahai v'otach lina v'dufte. But also, minei the actual pumpkin ka rabu. De chishakri lahai, de loati achrina v'dufte. Omar abayi shori leila inesh lemeimar. Lechavri, elech arba zuzi achavita da chamra, itak va brishutcha, and iakros yila brishuti. Omar le Rav Sharvi ala abaye, isn't that korov leskavro akok lehefsedu? Omar le no, because given him a kabbal le zula, so then he can also take a loss, and that's called korov lezevo lezevo. Hamal veschavero lo yidor v'chatziro chinam, v'lo yizkar mimeno b'pachot, v'pnei shuhu ribit. Omar Rav Yezi bar Binyumi, Omar Rav Nachman, Afa pisha amru, adar b'chatzar chaviro shelo midaato, eino tzarek lalot toskar. But if he'll vow v'dar b'chatziro, then tzarek lalot toskar. My commandment, the Mishnah says, Hamal veschavero lo yidor v'chatziro chinam, v'lo yizkar mimeno b'pachot, v'nei shuhu ribit. Now, imimatitin hava aminei, Hani mila b'chotzer the kaim liyagra v'gavar David lemega. Avachotzer lo kaim liyagra v'gavar David lemega ramalo. Kamash v'lan. Ikri amur amur v'yaz ben yom amur nachman av pishomar dar b'chotzer kaver shalom idaitoy. Eino tzarek la'adol tosecha. If you tell him how veni and as a result dar b'chotzerai, then tzarek lo tosecha. So mind yom ha'il vows. Koshken yom veni where he grossly mentions it. Mandi Amr Alveni Avalilvo Lo My Taima Kivan to me Ikara Lava Daiti De Achi Osve Let Lamba Rav Yosef Bar Chama Tokif Avda De Yitzhi De Mas Buzuzi Ve Avdi Boi Avidato Omele Rava Berei Daddy How can you do that? Omele Anak Rav Nachman Svili Omer Nachman Avda Isn't even worth Noom Kreise Omele Emer Omer Rav Nachman Gagon Daro Avdi Demraki Bekuvi But what about Avdi Akrina Mi Oma? Omele, well, as far as that goes, I know the other of the new Barav Katina Omer Absurely, the Omer had to keep Avdosh or Chaviro, the Asobo Melacha Patur, the Nechele de lo Nistre Avde. Omele, Ani Mile, Eche de lo Masi Bezuze. But Mark, even the Masi Bezuze, Mifsi Karibi. I mean, this is exactly what Rabbi Yezbeam and Yomi Omer and Nachman Paskin, that Afa Pishamru Adar Bechatzar Chaviro Shalomi Dato Eno Tzarek Lado Toskar. But if there's an outstanding loan, and then Darbukhatsarot Sarakla Vodoskar, Omar Le, okay, I give up. Adribi,